Tonight we're going to look at Psalms, Book of Psalms. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 103. I know you've probably read this before. The Book of Psalms has got a lot of good stuff in it. A lot of good stuff in the Book of Psalms. A lot of uplifting stuff. And I like to read in the Book of Psalms at times when I'm discouraged. When I'm feeling discouraged or when I'm feeling stressed, I like to go to the Book of Psalms. It's there's a lot there that can be encouraging and uplifting. You know, David wrote a lot of encouraging things. David went through a lot in his life, and I mean, there was, you know, here he was a young man. You know, he just seemed to be the guy that was happy, you know, as a young boy. And then he comes in such faith and in such strength as a little boy, you know, and he slays Goliath. You know, he tells him, "What are you afraid of? You know, here's this little boy, cocky, you know." And so then, you know, he has so much going for him at that time. And he goes to, gets, you know, involved with Saul at the castle, you know. And then all of a sudden, it starts downhill from there. And Saul, you know, starts wanting to, you know, go psycho on him and wants to try to kill him. And you know, all this stuff starts happening. And the next thing you know, David's out living in caves. I mean, he has so much going for him. But what happened, you know? He had to go through so much in his life. And then even after he became king, you know, he wasn't perfect. You know, he started messing up. You know, he had the affair with Bathsheba, and then, you know, he murdered a guy, had a guy killed. You know, I mean, all these things is happening to him. You know, and then, and God forgives him. He lost his child. You know, I mean, he went through a lot in his life. Some of it was not his fault, and some of it was his fault. Sound familiar? You know, we go through things like that in our life, right? There's some of the things that I've went through in my life that wasn't my fault. And some of the things that I went through in my life, it was my fault. And I created every bit of it. And, well, that was kind of David's life. So it gives him so much to write about. But through all that, through all those things that he went through, this Psalms 103, and it's kind of a continuation of what I talked about this morning. Because this morning I talked about, who do you say Jesus is? And Psalms 103 is really saying who David, what David's saying, this is who God is. You know, this is who God is to me. And so let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, help me tonight. Lord, say these words. Allow these words of yours. These are your words, Lord. This is your word. Lord, let me speak what you want me to say tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So it starts out, it says, "Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name." I love that. You know that song we sing, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, praise his holy name." That's where this came from. There's a lot of songs written out of the Book of Psalms. A lot of songs. "Bless the Lord, all my soul." We're going to hear that. And he goes on to say, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." I'm going to read a little bit. I'm going to read through this as I go. And I'm going to speak a little bit as I read through this. "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The first thing David does is praise the Lord. That's the first thing he does. This whole 103 is a church service. First thing we do a lot of times is we pray and we praise the Lord. That's what we do, right? And then we start talking about how good God is. And first thing he says, the first thing I want to talk about, he says, forget not all his benefits. What benefits does God have? Don't forget them. What benefits does he have? This is kind of more, probably more of a Bible study than it is a preaching message. But he says, don't forget. We have a tendency to forget things. Some of us have more of a tendency to forget things than others. But, you know, when I got saved, you get benefits when you get saved. God gives you benefits of your salvation. And so he says, don't forget those. Now, what are those? the benefits. Who forgives all your sins? Who is that? What is the benefit of being saved? Benefits are who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. God says, that's what David says. Don't forget that. That's one of the benefits that we have, right? He is a forgiver of our sins, and He heals all of our diseases. Man, I like that. That's not just a New Testament thing. That's an Old Testament thing too, right? God promised these things. I'm going to go on and read. It says, who redeemed your life from the pit? Wow. You know, what I like about that, the word redeemed, that whole word right there. You know, whenever sin came into, when Adam fell, okay, when Adam and Eve fell, okay, Satan, he basically pawned them. He got a hold of them. We were in the pawn shop, Satan. I'm telling you. We had a mortgage placed on us. Okay? That we couldn't pay. So we're stuck there. And Jesus came and gave His life on the cross to pay for that debt. And He redeemed us. He took us back. He claimed us. Reclaimed us. Does that make sense to you?
Amen.
I'm glad that He did that. He redeemed me. Man. Think about that. He paid, we've sang that song. He paid, you ever heard that song? He paid a debt I did not owe, or I could not pay. I can't remember the words to it. He paid that debt. We could not pay it. Nobody else was going to get us out of bondage like that. But Jesus' death on the cross was the only way. And He paid that debt. He redeemed you. He redeemed you. He recovered you. Let's see, how many words could we use in redeemed? How many words? There's so many. Verse 4 there, He said, He redeemed your life from the pit and crowned you with love and compassion. I love that. That crown of love and compassion, that crown, that circle crown that represents over you with love and compassion. Man, this is who God is. This is what David's saying. This is who God is to me. Remember this morning I talked about who's Jesus to you? Who do you say Jesus is? David's saying this is who God is to me. He's my Redeemer. Okay? He's the one that forgave me of my sins. He's forgiven me. He is the one that saves me. He redeemed me from the bottomless pit. This is David in the Old Testament talking about this. You see the connection? You see the connection? And He crowns me with love and compassion. Who was Jesus? He was love and compassion all wrapped up into one, right? But that's who God is. God is a love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, I want to say, young people, to you guys, man, try to take all this in as much as you can. Watch. Look at these examples that you have in the church. It will keep you from doing things in your life that you'll regret in the future. But always remember that we have a God that we serve. If you believe in Him, we have a God that He wants good things for you. He wants good things for you. He doesn't want you to go down those paths of sin and destruction. He doesn't want that in your life. He wants good things in your life. But He also, remember, He redeems us. He also, he says in verse 6, he said, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. There again, he wants your life to be good. He wants the right things to happen for you. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done or how poor you are or how rich you are. That doesn't matter to him. He wants justice and righteousness to be there in your life. I mean, you get what this is saying? He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate, he says. He is compassionate and he's gracious. He's slow to anger and he's abounding in love. He said he will not always accuse, not always accuse you. Nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Wow. Because I don't deserve, right? There's many of us that could say that. I don't deserve heaven. I don't. None of us do. We don't deserve it. But he forgets about the things that you've done when you come to him. He says, I don't remember. He says, I remember them no more. Forgets about it. He said, don't worry about it anymore. I love that. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. That's who God is. This is who God is. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. How does He remember that? Because He made us. He formed Adam out of dust, right? He knows how we were made. He knows everything about us. He knows everything. He knows how you're made. Every organ, because He made it. That's the God we serve. That's who God is. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. You know, there's so many people that have, I'll say this, there's so many people that's come and gone in this life, in our lives sometimes. There's been many people come and go. Some of them just are forgotten. You know, they did their job, they did what they did. You know, we don't remember people. We don't know people back in the 1800s. We don't know people. And there's some people that started this church in the 1930s. Now, we don't know them. They're gone. Does that make sense? You know, our life is so short. Our life is so short, and we have to remember these things. We have to remember who God is. That's what David's saying. He's reminding us. This is who God is. Wouldn't be in here if it wasn't important. This is who God is. Remember this. He knows you. And he's reminding us here how short life is. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him. And His righteousness is with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant. I want to say, you know, Don't stop praying for your family.
Amen.
Don't stop praying for your family. Whether it's your kids or relatives or your father, your mother, doesn't matter who it is, if you're a believer tonight, don't stop praying for your family. Because He will honor the faithful. He will honor those who fear Him. He will honor those who love Him. Because His promises say this. His Word says this. And this is not the only place His Word says this. We just keep praying. And in faith, He will take care of us. He'll take care of us. And He'll take care of your families too, because His Word says it, but He will. And I know there's many people that have family members out there. They have kids out there that aren't saved. And maybe they know they've been in church once and they've left the church and they're not really living their life that they should. But don't stop praying for your family. The Lord's love is with those who fear Him. That's what I like about that. I don't know. And remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord. He goes back to praising the Lord. He started off praising God. Praise the Lord, he said. Starts off, oh my soul. And he said, this is why I praise, because I've got a God here that I serve that's righteous. He loves me. He's compassionate. He's saved me. He's redeemed me from the pit. He says He'll take care of my children. Amen. That's what He says. He says, I'm going to take care of you. If you love me and you keep my commandments, you're faithful to me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you whether you're down in the dumps and you're having a hard way to go. You praise me and you stay faithful to me, and guess what? I'm going to lift you up out of there and I'm going to take care of you. No matter where you're at in your life, whether you're on top of the world or whether you're in the lowest place you've been, I'm going to take care of you. David went through all this. He knew all this, and that's the reason he can say this. And I know many of us have been in those places in our lives too. And he starts off praising Him, and then he ends up praising. He says, praise the Lord, who His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly host. You His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord. All His works, everything in His dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Man, I love this about David. I love what he says because it continues on what I talked about this morning. It inspires me because I know that God is there to take care of me. I believe this over and over again. His word just repeats over and over again. I will be faithful to those who are faithful to me. I will heal you. I'll heal all your sicknesses. You got to believe that. You know, sometimes it's not always just a physical illness. Sometimes it's sin sickness that He takes care of. Sometimes it's just things. You know, I believe God has healed me and is still healing me from this kidney thing that I've had going on. I believe He's healing me. Maybe it's not exactly the way I wanted it. Maybe I wanted an immediate response. But it may not have been what God wanted. But I believe He's healing me in the way that He wants me to be healed. See, He's healed me not only emotionally, mentally, physically, and He's healing me spiritually as well. Amen?
Amen.
That's what He does. Sometimes we expect it to be a certain thing our way. But we have to look at it from all points of view. The physical, the mental, the spiritual healings that He can give. The emotional. I mean, there's so many things. So many people will look for psychiatrists to give them the right answers when we have right here. He says, I'll take care of you if you're faithful to me. You know, I'm sure David, when he was stuck in a cave, he probably wondered about a lot of things. But it was a while before he got out of that. It wasn't just overnight. It took a while. It took a while before he got his emotional healing, his spiritual healing. Right? And he got established back where he needed to be. God's time frame is not like ours. It's different, and sometimes we expect. You know, the Israelites wandered around for 40 years in the desert. 40 years! That's a long time. They had to be faithful. Moses had to stay with it, didn't he? It'd be easy to get discouraged over that. You know, but that's God. He doesn't do things the way we think ought to be done sometimes in the time frame that we think they ought to be done in. Sometimes it takes a while. And that's why I say, I believe God. I believe it. I believe it. God is healing me. And He can heal you. I just love this whole 103. I just read it. I just ask you to just go home and read this. Because it's just so powerful to me. It just revealed to me really who God is. You know, it's just clear to me. I just want to say tonight, I just really felt like doing this tonight, that I think it's a time of prayer. I think it's a time that we should pray. I think we should come together as a church and pray. And remember, let's remember what this is saying, this 103 is saying tonight about who God is. Who is God in your life? Who is God to you? Just like I asked this morning, who do you say Jesus is? Who is God? Is this God to you? I don't know. I don't know how to go about this tonight, but I just feel like we should pray. I just feel like we should pray. And I know that God can do and is going to do. I feel like that God is going to do something great with this church. I really do. I keep saying that over and over again. I really believe that. But it starts with the people in this church. It starts with us humbling ourselves before Him, recognizing who God is in our lives, recognizing that He is the one. He is the source of what we believe in. And we have to honor Him and be faithful to Him. You understand? When we do that, He will be faithful to us because that's what His Word says over and over again. I will do this for the people who love me and who honor me and who are faithful to me. And that's what the Word says. But we have to be those people. We have to be those people. Amen. I have to be that person in every aspect of my life. And I'm working on that. I'm working on that. And I have to continue to work on that every day. Because I always have to be reminded, okay, who is the God I serve? Who is the Christ that I serve? Who is the guy I believe in? This is Him. He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior. That's who I believe in. Because this is what He did for me. And not only, you know this, but I'm going to heaven because of this. Yeah. I'm going to heaven because of this. I don't have to go to hell. Simple as that. I'm not destined for the pit. Because He saved me from that. That's something to shout about. And then the benefits of it all. We have the healing benefits. We have the benefits that He says, I'm going to take care of your kids. Man, we all love our kids, right? Maybe some of them. Sometimes there was a time we kind of get frustrated. But no, we still pray for them, right? Even though how aggravated we get at times, we still pray for them. But just to have that promise, I don't want to keep on. If we could just take time to pray this, I don't know whether you want to just where you're at or whether you want to come forward up here. Let's just gather around together. Let's just humble ourselves and pray, not only for each other, but let's pray for this church. Let's just pray for this church. I don't know if somebody wants to pray. If somebody wants to start us off in prayer, that's fine. But I just really feel, the Holy Spirit tonight. If you got stuff going on in your life, I'm going to say this. I'm going to open this up again, because if you got stuff going on in your life, now's the time to just humble yourself. Come up here and just give it to God.